John Joe, first of all, a great night for the club here in James's Park tonight.
Yeah, brilliant, and absolutely delighted for the people that put in the hard work to organise it and stuff. It's brilliant for the players to have these people behind the scenes that are fundraising, you know, for the club and trying to drive it on. And it's great. The turnout is brilliant, and to get to talk to lads away from anywhere else is brilliant as well.
Absolutely. And do you know anything about the dogs?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's being very honest about it. Before we talk about maybe Thomastown and that, a great Kieran's, it must have been a great buzz inside this week. They came back and won at All Ireland in dramatic fashion, it must be said. I mean, it was touch and go now coming up to the end of normal time. I thought when I went into extra time, I thought Kieran's would have a bit more energy about him, a bit more physicality.
Yeah, without doubt. Odd lads delighted. You know, you can never take for granted any bit of success, and it's what the place is built on inside. And, you know, Rayfield's gave it an unbelievable effort. Like, you know, they wouldn't have, you know, as you said, Nicky, the Kieran's lads were bigger, stronger fellas, but the effort that Rayfield's had was unreal. And then, as you said, you know, the physicality the lads had in the last few minutes, few subs they were able to bring on, then were able to get them over the line.
Yes, and Vasil, one of the smallest lads, that young man from Clara, Rory Glynn, and indeed Sean Hunt, they were particularly strong. I mean, 9 points in play between them was a fair return in an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, they're two great fellas. Sean Hunt was hurling very well with Muckalee this year, and Rory's man the match in an All-Ireland final in two years in a row was brilliant, and hopefully there's still space for the small man in hurling.
And of course, 25 of those finish up now, so a new challenge for next year, but that's what college hurling is all about.
Yeah, without doubt, sure, to keep kind of the conveyor coming and going. We're involved with the second years now, and we're Leinster final now after Easter, so these lads are all kind of aspiring to get up to that level, to that senior level.
John, you're looking forward to the senior. You still have a bit of injury to get over, but it'll be great for the club to be playing senior hurling.
Absolutely can't wait. Yeah, looking forward to it now. We've been looking forward to it since the minute we were finished, you know, and looking forward to that. Injuries will get started, and we'll be getting back on the field in August and mad for action.